Springfield's Rock Station Q102 on the line with someone I've missed very much. And she's a badass, and she has a badass band. It's Mixie of Stitched Up Heart.
Hey, dude. What's up?
Oh, not a lot. Just hanging out at the radio station. Ordered me some Cherry Queso.
I will be right there.
Hell yeah, dude. I've noticed over the course of this pandemic. Now, we hung out online a few times at the beginning of this thing. And no one even knew how long this would last. But I feel like in the world we live in today, bands have to sort of adapt to what's going on. And I feel like a lot of bands haven't adapted. But I was really impressed with how you guys handled the whole situation. I mean, I want to take a minute to like talk about your Twitch that you keep doing.
Yeah, I'd love to take all the credit for that. But our management was like, you're not going to be doing much for a little while, so you guys should start working. And so he kind of like pushed us into this whole Twitch idea, and adamantly we did it. We bought the whole $2,000 computer, all the streaming gear that you need in order to make it run smoothly.
Right.
And literally first show in, so I was kicking and screaming, and then the very first show I was like, this is a lot of fun. This is actually really, really cool. And you know, we started doing that maybe, I think it was May or June that we started, and we've been doing it ever since. We were streaming every single day, but now we're just kind of like hanging out. Yesterday I had Dave Navarro on the show.
So right.
It turned into like a really cool talk show. I didn't realize how many musician friends I actually have. And so I've just been hitting them all up like, hey, you want to hop on the show? And when they say yes, I'm like, no way. So yeah, it's been really cool. We got a bunch of really awesome guests coming up. I stream every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Central Time, I believe.
Yep, that sounds about right.
Yeah,
I always get the notification
really cool
on my phone. It's super cool to see how it grew, though, because like I remember watching your first one, and you know it was pretty good for someone that just started. You know what I mean? Because Twitch at the beginning was a platform for gamers to stream their games and stuff like that, but it's grown so much into so much more.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, our first stream, we had horrible internet. We were using a Mac, and for streaming purposes, you need a PC because, you know, when you're recording music, most of the time it's done on Mac. So we had all that gear. So now we have a studio set up with half of it PC, half of it Mac. But yeah, I mean, we had to like learn how the lighting works, how the cameras work, make sure it looks like decent quality. We still have a lot of room to grow, but it's become, you know, there's a lot of bands that have started doing it, and our management, you know, they have another band on their roster that had to. They didn't have a choice. They're, you know, they have families and homes, like mortgages and kids and stuff, and they didn't know how they were going to survive without being on the road. And, you know, luckily we've been able to figure out how to pivot in between tours, but they didn't know how to do it, and that was the only saving grace for them. And so we kind of followed in their footsteps, and it's just been really awesome for the whole group of us. Butcher Babies is on it now.
Yeah.
Escape the Fate. There's a whole Otherwise, Islander, Hyra the Hero, whole bunch of us, just a handful, like, that decided to kind of take initiative and turn Twitch, which is, like you said, a gaming platform, into a music thing.
And it's super cool. I think Ronnie Radke's been doing it since before Corona.
Yes, he was probably one of the first ones to do it. And when our management, and they're kind of all friends with them, saw that working for them, they were like, okay, well, let's do something. And luckily we've got a day-to-day guy that just started with us earlier in 2020, right before everything. And, you know, he has a fire in his belly, and he keeps us motivated and keeps us going and being productive and continuing to grow the band as a business in a time where music, touring off of music, is almost impossible. And that's where we usually make all our money.
Right. And that's another thing too, is that when you guys are out on tour, you're so personable with all your fans and the people that love your music. And, I know that the fans really appreciate the fact that you're so interactive on it as well. You're not just making it a show, to have a show, and you know, you're not just sitting there asking for money. You just make you interact with your fans in the coolest way. And as a fan, I would say I appreciate that a lot.
Oh, I appreciate that. I mean, it's hard sometimes when we have interview guests like Dave Navarro. You have a chat room there on Twitch, but you can't like talk to him and be really in conversation and then respond to the chat as often. So sometimes it's hard, but when we have, you know, just one-on-one sessions, it's a different show every day. You know,
right.
we stream four nights a week now. So, yeah, it's definitely, I mean, as you know, I just like to connect to people. I'm going to have a really hard time coming back into our new world and on tour, where, you know me, I'm a hugger. I want to hug every single person.
Yeah.
I don't know how that's going to go, you know? I have no idea. I hope we'll have to do, like, air hugs or something.
Yeah. There's going to have to – what if we all had, like – did you see the thing the Flaming Lips did with the bubbles?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
That looks so fun.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. I think that we're almost, let's hope, out of this.
Yeah.
I'm just hoping to try to put some positive energy into this year. I know there's some crazy stuff going on today, but I'm really, really, in my head, I'm trying to stay positive. Hopefully my little circle will be positive if I keep that area clean, you know?
Yeah, I picture it like a superpower, man. If you put positivity out in the world and you're standing on dead ground, you know, grass will appear around you, and you know, you just have to keep walking and putting it out until the world's better, I guess.
Exactly. And if, you know, the grass isn't green on the other side, it's greener if you water it.
Right. Oh, that's deep, Mixie.
It's a good one, right?
Yeah, dude. if I can ask you one more thing about the whole Twitch thing, have you guys been able to like supplement the income you would make on tour at least a little?
Yeah, I mean, we don't have expenses like RV rentals and gas and hotels and food and stuff on the road. So we've been able to kind of hold on to everything that we make off of Twitch. But yes, the band, we were scared to go back into Decker's van. Like, we were like, we don't want to tour in a van again, you know? And rental, it costs a lot of money. It's probably our biggest expense is the vehicle to get from place to place, transportation. But so we have enough for padding. We have enough that if anything were to happen and we needed to pay for our own album at this point, we have a savings set aside. Luckily, we're in a position where we haven't been, you know, we haven't gotten to a point where when we don't tour, our whole entire world goes bankrupt. You know, we
right.
haven't luckily been there. I know a lot of bands that are way bigger than us that are really, really struggling because of how big their shows are and how much money the business loses not being on the road.
Right.
We've been able to manage, and we'll be able to kind of, we're actually going to be stronger than we were before because we've been working on our craft this whole time as well. So that's something I'm excited about. When the show comes back, it's going to be a lot more, you know, we detailed every little sound, ounce of sound that comes out of those PA speakers, you know? So
they're going to be cranked
really
to freaking 10 or 11 because you want to get out there so bad. You just did a live stream concert. I don't think that was your first one, but how did you feel about that? It looked fantastic.
Oh man, that was that was the first full band live stream concert that we did. I've been putting it off for a while, to be honest, because a live stream concert just, let's just put it straight forward, it's not as good as a regular show.
Oh, you know? Absolutely not.
There's no comparison. And so I've been putting it off for so long because I don't want the whole internet to see something that's not going to be what the show actually is. So we took our time. We found a venue we really liked. We saw some of their work. We liked the audio quality that they do, the lighting. You know, there was a light show we've never had before. We do have footage of it, so we're trying to figure out what to do with it now. Maybe we'll stream it. I don't know what we're going to do yet, but we want to.
Dude, the premiere of that would be awesome.
I was thinking we could have a music video, for live music video for every single song.
Yep.
You know, or a, I would say live DVD, but nobody buys DVDs anymore, so that doesn't make any sense.
That's my biggest complaint about these days is there's no live DVDs. I want them still. like you
right.
never have people like record full concerts and put out those anymore.
Yeah, I mean, maybe if we clean it up a little bit and try to pitch it to Netflix. Our bass player had that idea. I'm like, they're buying any content right now, right?
Yeah, dude. That's actually a really good idea for Netflix.
It's not bad. I mean, if you look at the it's Netflix or film in general, the film industry is taking a big hit on this also. You know, most of the films are closed down. All of the films have requirements for COVID tests beforehand. You know, things are all over the place with the industry in film as well. So they probably need a lot of stuff. That's why none of your shows are coming out. Well, hide the Mandalorian and Cobra Kai. But.
Yeah, totally worth both those. I love those two shows, actually.
Oh, so good. So good.
Speaking of, you said you've been working on your craft. You guys have also have more things in the works, too, like as far as your music goes, right?
Oh, yeah, man. I think that this whole year, all us artists know how to do is create music
right.
when we're not on tour. So there's going to be so much that comes out. I think we're going to try to time it appropriately so it's just not bombarded with stuff. But we have about 8 tracks almost completely done. I think we're just going to release a deluxe version of the album, Darkness, since we didn't really get to work that album correctly, you know, properly. So we're going to release like 5 or 6 songs extra on top of that.
Nice.
Hoping to have it out around the same time in March that we had it last year when the pandemic happened. Literally March 13th, our album comes out in its entirety, and the tour for Sebastian Bach gets postponed to the fall, now to May.
Yeah.
So we're hoping to release at least 5 or 6 songs from that, and then oh, man, I'm really excited about these new tracks we've been working on.
Well, you guys made, what was that? Something like 60-something tracks before?
Yeah, it was almost 70 songs that we wrote for that album. And there were so many great ones that just didn't fit the vision that we have for that particular record.
Right.
A lot more like heavy rock, just solid rock songs, you know, a lot more guitar-driven stuff. And it was, they're great songs. They just weren't the vision that we were seeing for that album. And I think you guys are going to be pretty happy with some more guitars.
Yeah, I'm stoked. I'm stoked about all of it, man, because honestly, it was a super fire album you guys released. And it was really unfortunate that like it was released when it was, because, you know, it was no fault of your own, of course, but, yeah, I feel like...
Well, it's probably because we ironically named it Darkness. And as soon as the album comes out, the world just went dark.
Way to go, Mixie.
Yeah, I think that sometimes lyrically, you accidentally write the future, and then things happen, and you're like, oh my gosh, did I write it for this time, to, you know, happening? But I don't know.
I forgot what band it was. And I interviewed them like a few months back, but they released this music video where they're all wearing masks in an empty office building, and they're talking about that sort of thing. But they wrote that way before Corona. And I'm like, whoa, guys, hey, stop putting that in the atmosphere, all right? Like, geez.
For real. And I do believe that some songs I will write, because I try to like meditate and find the words, because I feel like I'm kind of a vessel to speak to the people listening somehow and try to be some sort of a medicine. But I try to find these words that I feel like don't always come from me. It almost comes from a different place. And maybe that place was telling me to, you know, be there for those people that are going to go through this dark time in 2020. And that was what the album was about. It's like, we've been through this dark stuff before. We can go through it again, and we'll make it out alive, and just hold on, you know, and we can do this. But, I don't know. It was maybe something out of our understanding. I don't know.
Hey man, if you're astral projecting, that's fun right there. See if you can see if there's anything better on the other side.
Yeah, I feel like that happens sometimes. Like I'm a month ahead of things, and then something happens, and I'm like, whoa, that's what I was doing like a month ago. You
deja
know,
vu. Well, Mixie, I am super stoked about all the music, and I'm super proud of you guys for like maintaining the freight train that is Stitched Up Heart. And I'm glad I don't have to send you bread and sandwich meat.
Yeah, no, it's been a crazy year with trying to stay busy. I have a problem. I can't sit still, and for a overachiever, hard worker kind of person, I have to be doing something at all times, really, just to stay out of my own head.
Yeah.
So, like, if I'm not being productive, I'm not happy, and so we've just found stuff to do. Really, that's all it is.
It was super productive, and I feel like it sticks out because the quality of your streams is honestly a lot more than a lot of the streams I've seen as well. So the fact that you guys are just putting that together, and I don't want to say this is the new normal because we can't let it be the new normal. All right, Mixie, I'm going to let you get back to being the badass you are. I'm going to go through and eat my cherry queso.